Blog Talk Radio.
Another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome, welcome, welcome to the Lisa Williams Show. Well, we're broadcasting live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Want to give a special shout out to you, and you. Well, you know, I tell you, the time of year went by so fast. There's so many wonderful things that are happening all around us. But you know, no matter how many wonderful things happen around us, there are some people who really, 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 really struggle with this time of year. Now, unlike what a lot of people believe, there are not necessarily more suicides during this time of year. I mean, that's been a long-standing myth that there are more suicides during this time of year. But the truth of the matter is, there really isn't. Typically, it decreases. And I would suspect that's because of the fact that, you know, people do have their families to be around. And, you know, people are out and, you know, they're shopping and things like that. But it can be a problem for some people, especially if they've lost loved ones or if they are without a loved one. You know, sometimes, you know, during the holidays, you know, people think about, oh, you know, maybe it's time to fall in love again. So the show today, how to jump start your joy for the holidays. That's the topic of our show today. And certainly we empathize with those individuals who the holidays has some very significant or sadness attached to it. You know, again, the loss of a loved one can be, you know, can come to weigh on your mind. How do you get over that? How do you go into the holiday season with that joy that you had, you know? The enemy wants to come and steal your joy. And I know about losing some loved ones. I lost some loved ones over my lifetime, starting with when I was probably around 12 or 13. I lost the first, it's the first loss I had for the love of my life at age 13, when my grandfather, Alex Little, passed away. I adored him, and he adored me for all intents and purposes. He was something for me that at the time when I lost him, I didn't realize I didn't understand the loss. I thought it was just, you know, my grandfather passing. But he really did mean a lot to me, and I spent a lot of time with him, and he gave me that strength that, you know, you would want a child to have. You know, when I play around the house with my grandson, Jeremiah, and I watch him and his grandfather, or I watch how I interact with him, and, you know, and the love that he gets here, you know, that's how it was with my grandfather. And I had that all the way, I had it every day of my life that I can remember up until I was age 12 when he passed away. So, you know, and my life actually kind of took a real downturn after that. That's when I really started doing horribly in school and just got involved with the wrong people. It was like he was my, what do you call it, like a filter. You know how you can filter your life through someone? You think that before you do something, you think, how will that person think of you or think about it? Well, that person had left for me at such an early age, I didn't really understand it. So I understand loss. And then my mother, you know, who was a very important part of my life also, she passed away. 2005, my father, you know, so passed away in 1996. So, you know, I've experienced loss of loved ones and people that are very, very important to us. And so what I'm saying is that, but the holidays, you know, but we're still here. So if you're still here, then, you know, you have an opportunity to do some things that those people didn't get a chance to do. And the holidays sometimes makes us miss those people even the more. And now there's nothing wrong with missing people. You know, we're going to miss people, right? There's nothing wrong with being, you know, a little sad. But what you don't want to do is you don't want to, you know, let your joy be robbed. And you don't want to slip into, you know, some stages of depression. So here are some things that you can do to prevent any type of depression and really jumpstart, you know, that joy for the holidays. We have Thanksgiving coming next week. You know, some of you, maybe the person that you have spent the last so many Thanksgivings with or holidays with is no longer here. Okay? It's a very sad time, but you have to take control of your reaction to the situation. You know, you have to, in essence, release your power and take control of this situation. Okay, so one of the things that, you know, I've done, and that things that you can do and things that some of the researchers suggest is, you know, don't get so caught up into the holidays and let it dictate to you how you're supposed to feel. You know, like, you know, there are different people who are going to be posting, especially if you're on Facebook, you're going to see a lot of happiness over the next, I would suspect, several, you know, days, hours, weeks, okay, leading up to Christmas, you're going to see people posting pictures of their families. You're going to see people posting pictures of food, all kinds of happiness and love. But don't get caught up and start comparing yourself to what you see happening in someone else's life. So this is where you really got to manage and take control of your thoughts, your actions, and your behaviors. So if you just tuned in, welcome to the broadcast. Or if you're going back and listen to the archives, we're talking about ways on how you can jumpstart your joy for the holidays. Another thing you can do is do something a little bit different this year. Take a vacation. You know, go away. Get out of the routine of what you always do every holiday period. That's going to cause you to think about all the sadness of the routine that you may have had when you had that loved one around. You know, do something totally different. You know, don't surrender to the fact that, okay, you know, this is when we did this, we did that. I remember when I first moved to New Jersey, coming from Cincinnati. You know, prior to that, pretty much holidays were, you know, you go to my mom's house, and that's where everybody came to with whatever kind of food. We all went to Barbara's house. And it was, you know, you knew that if I didn't see my siblings at any other time, I knew I would see them on Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day. That was a given. That was a given. And it was, you know, was something I looked forward to. But when I moved to New Jersey, I knew that that was no longer going to happen because my family was 700 miles away. So what was I going to do? I could have gone into a funk and let the holidays steal my joy. But some of these things that I'm telling you about, I actually put into practice. So, for instance, I moved here in October. So that first November, I probably just spent it with my sister. So that right there was doing something different. I had the one sister living here. And then she's long since moved away, though. But I had her here for about a good, I would say, 6 years or so. But then that next year, okay, but by that time, I had met my now husband, but at the time he wasn't. And that November, we went to a restaurant for Thanksgiving because we had just met in August and it was too early to go have Thanksgiving dinner with his family. So we had just met, you know. But so we went together. But now he could have said, you know, I'll see you later. And he could have gone to be with his family because his family, you know, they gather and do whatever. But he spent the Thanksgiving with me in a restaurant, just the two of us. And, you know, when sometime later, I'll do a real nice show on how to meet Mr. Right or how to meet your soulmate. But it's activities like that that let you know that you're number one in that person's life, because what I've come later to learn about my husband is that his family, they always gather for the holiday, and especially back then, his mother and father were alive, and also a lot of his aunts were still alive and uncles, and that was the big to-do, is to go to his parents' house. And so for him to give that up, you know, and he had his daughter and what have you, he could have easily, and he had just met me, he could have been like, you know, I got something else to do, but he didn't. And so we spent, and so that was like one of the best Thanksgivings I had ever had, probably in my entire life. And it was something I had never done before, because I was used to going to mama's house or, you know, a close family member's house for Thanksgiving. So absolutely, you know, you want to jumpstart your joy, do something different. Same thing with Christmas. You know, do something different. don't focus on spending Christmas at the house where everybody's unwrapping toys. Go to a movie. Go see a Broadway play. You know, do something different. That's another thing that will help you to avoid the holiday blah, so to speak. Now, this may not be for everyone. Everyone may not have this problem. But if you do have this problem, these are some things that you can do that you can implement right away into your life. Or maybe you know someone who gets into a funk for the holidays. Okay? Also, if you have a good friend, you know, someone that you can really rely on, someone that you can go and talk to and share with and be around. The key here is to not let what has happened to you to take control of what you do right now. Another thing you can do, too, is think about, you know, your life and what you have, how happy and grateful you are that you have the things that you have. Another thing that you want to do to jumpstart your joy is don't focus on, you know, some things that are really so unimportant, like, for instance, decorating. I remember and where me and my husband even, there was like maybe 3 or 4 years in a row. You know, we've been married close to 23 years now, but I remember one time period where we didn't even put up a tree, we didn't put up a light, but we weren't, you know, we weren't depressed, we weren't sad. We were still happy, we were still living our lives. You know, you just gotta, sometimes you gotta not, you know, focus on some of those things. You know, I mean, Christmas is a wonderful time of year, it's exciting. But, you know, let's face it, I mean, yeah, we're going to miss our loved ones, and we're sad that they're not here, but we are not going to go into a funk. We're not going to let it stress us out. We're not going to make everyone around us miserable because we got to go into this funk. You know, for some people, it's almost as if they plan to be miserable. You know, some people, you know, the holiday hasn't even gotten here yet. And they're already making plans for how they're going to be miserable on the holidays. And my question to those people are, how do you know that the holiday hasn't even gotten here yet? How do you automatically know that you're going to be in a funk? Well, probably I suspect one way that they know is because of routine. They know that this is something they've done last year, the year before that, the year before that, and so on and so forth. So therefore, if you can plan that far ahead of time based on something from the past, then it's really time that you begin to do something different. Now you may say, well, I don't know how to do that. Well, this is your lucky day, so to speak, because I'm a coach, I'm a success coach, and I would love to work with you to help you get out of that stage, out of that spot, out of that place. So at the end of the broadcast, I'll give you my website again so that you can go and learn how to connect with me, how to get that coaching. But, yeah, you know, some people, they plan for disaster. They plan for unhappiness, and that's just not healthy. That's just not a good place you want to be, especially emotionally, you know, especially if you are a person that, you know, is in a relationship with someone. If you're in a relationship with someone and you can tell yourself how sad you're going to be in the near future, I mean, that's not the type of emotional stability you want to bring in a relationship. It's not going to make your relationship better, and it's probably going to cause you problems in your relationship. If you don't have a relationship, and if that's what's causing you the problem, well, you probably won't get a relationship. That's if you want one, because, you know, your emotions are not balanced, not in the right place. So, you know, try to think about successful things, happy things, great things. Now, you can also, another thing you can do is you can spend time helping others. Many churches and organizations in the community have all types of programs you can do to help out. Like, a lot of places serve Thanksgiving dinner. You don't have a family to be with? Go serve someone else's family. Become a part of that family. The same thing with Christmas. You don't have loved ones anymore to purchase things for, if that's what you like doing. Go and buy for a family that you don't even know, and that you know, maybe you know them, but you don't really know them, but you know of them. Go do some things for them and just drop in on them and take them a gift. They will love that. People love that. Again, you know, try to look at, if you're going to plan anything, don't plan to be in a funk. Plan to how you're going to get out of it. Plan ahead of time for how you're going to get out of any duress or stress from, you have Thanksgiving, you have Christmas, and New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. These are typically three of the main holidays. And for one, because it's also the winter time. I suspect if you're in Florida, California, possibly where it's warmer, or Bermuda, or somewhere, the Bahamas, where it's warm, it may have a different toll on you. But certainly if you live in, you know, any of the states where it's also winter time, you know, sometimes, I know for me, it's just the winter is enough to sometimes add a little depression there. But one thing I learned through this, we just had a storm here in New Jersey called Storm Sandy, and it was really devastating. And, you know, I was without lights. But I remember, you know, that fortunately for me, that storm won't be, is not leaving a negative for me. Me and my husband, we made the best of it. We made it like as if we were stranded together on a desert island. And we did everything together. And, you know, we built our little fire and we lit candles all over the house. And, you know, so you have to take control of your problems and try to head them off ahead of time. You know, if you have a loved one or a child or somebody that every holiday you were with them and now they're gone, thank God for the time that you had them. And, you know, realize that everyone has a time that they will leave, every single one of us. There's nothing you can do about that. You know, you can't be the hero and go back and save them. But what you can do is that you can be happy for your future. You have a happy future. You have a bright future, no matter how it looks right now. Your future can be bright. So again, you can jumpstart your joy for the holidays by using any number of these tips that I'm giving out here. And I've tried some of them because, like I said, I have loved ones. You know, my mother's gone, my grandfather, my father, my brother, individuals, and then moving and living here in New Jersey, where in terms of on my side of the family, there's no one here, not one single person. On my husband's side, yes, I have my daughter now through my husband, and I have, you know, some sister-in-laws and some brother-in-laws and some nieces. Yes, they're part of my family. But from my immediate family and my mom and siblings, there's no one here, and there's been no one here for the past 15 years. You know, and I could be depressed about that every holiday season. You know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and I have a big family. I have a ton of nieces and nephews that live in Cincinnati, Ohio. As a matter of fact, mostly all my nieces and nephews live in Cincinnati, Ohio. I have a few down in the Virginia Beach area. So I could, you know, be very sad about that I don't get to see them, I don't get to watch them, you know, at Christmas time. I remember Christmases were a joy for me, watching my nieces and nephews, you know, tear open their toys and what have you, and gathering with them, playing with them, yelling at them, you know. But I haven't been able to do that for, you know, 20-something years now. 25 years I've been here in New Jersey. You see, so I could let that depress me every holiday, but no, because I've learned how to keep my joy. Keep your joy. Don't let the enemy steal your joy just because it's what some people do. And again, some people actually plan for their funk. It's like, you know, well, it's that time of year again. You know, I don't have this person. I don't have that person. I don't have anyone to spend it with. And I know that's a real feeling. But you could spend it with some new people. So we're talking about 25 ways that you can actually find this joy for your life. You can, now you can actually take control of the things you can, and the things you can't, don't worry about it. Just let it fly. Another thing you can do is make a new tradition. That's what I had to do. You know, I no longer had the tradition of going to my mom's house for Thanksgiving, so I had to come up with new ways, new things to do. And one of the things I did was, in my mind, my perception was that I'm not going to make any hard and fast rule that I have to do for any holiday, you know. Therefore, I don't have to worry about if it disappears. You know, I don't have a, yes, me and my husband, we always, lately here, we might have dinner at our house and invite everybody over, but for me, I don't have to do that. And that's not something that if I don't do that, I'm going to be miserable. No, I don't have any, if I don't do that, I'm going to be miserable activities for my life anymore. Because now I've stepped over into the realm of total joy, of constant joy. So I'm not going to give myself the I'm not going to give myself the gift of misery. Okay? I choose to unwrap the gift of joy. I could say, okay, you know what? I'm going to be miserable because. And, of course, the because is a blank that we could put anything there. Well, I'm going to be miserable because. Oh, because I don't have a job, because I don't have money, because I don't feel well, because I don't have a close relationship with someone, because I don't have a significant other, because I can't be with my children, my parents, my friends, my, you know, there's so many, there's almost anything that we could place in the I'm going to be miserable because. But I want you to think about the same way. Say, I'm going to be joyful because. I'm going to be joyful because I have my life. I have my health. Whatever part of my health I have it. What would be the alternative? It would be to not be here at all. So, you know, make new friends. Go out. Do new things. Go start a program. Create something meaningful and personal for your life. And then another thing you could do is, you know, find ways to remember the loved ones that you're missing. You know, holidays, maybe going shopping will remind you of this. You know, going shopping might remind you of them, and that would be a good thing, just walking around the mall, thinking about them. I often do that as it relates to my mother. I remember the good things that we talked about, the things that she wanted me to do, the things that she was proud about that I did, and that in and of itself brings me joy. And then the other thing, too, is, you know, don't overwhelm yourself. Don't overwhelm yourself for the holidays, you know. Take this time to relax. That's what we did during the storm. Me and my husband just took it as a time to relax, a time to just kick back. And it was wonderful. It was awesome, 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 awesome. So those are the things that I wanted to give you today for ways that you can jumpstart. And we thank you for, you know, tuning into the broadcast. Again, I want to welcome you in the chat room. I see you there. Good morning. And I know we definitely got to talk. Hopefully we'll get a talk today, Ms. Kiva. But definitely the website is release-your-power.com. Go to that website. If you want to work one-on-one with a coach, you can certainly go there and get your free coaching session, 15 minutes, and We can help you work through any stress that you might feel that you're having. And that's all we have time for today on the broadcast. We'll see you back Monday. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend. We'll see you back Monday, same time, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.